Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Siman Shin Mem Ches, the entire Siman Shin Mem Ches. It has only one Sif, page Resh Beis Amad Aleph, and we are holding right at the beginning, Siman Shin Mem Ches. So says the Shulchan Aruch, HaYa'omid B'Rishus HaYachid, if a person is standing in a Rishus HaYachid, V'Hotzi Yado Malei Peros L'Rishus Rabim, and he has a handful of Peros that he sticks out into the Rishus Rabim, B'Toch HaSara, within 10 Tfachim of the ground. If it's more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, then he has not stuck his hand into Rishus Rabim. Stuck his hand into a makom patur, because remember, Rishus HaYachid is all the rakia, but a Rishus HaRabim is only tofes the first 10 tefachim. So he has a hand with something in it, and he's in a Rishus HaYachid, and he sticks it out into the Rishus HaRabim within 10 tefachim of the ground. Bishogeg, if he did that, right now he's stuck. He's like, it's Shabbos. Now what do you do, right? So Bishogeg, if he did it, Bishogeg, mutalach zira los chatzir. He could bring it right back in to the chatzir that he was standing in. But he's not allowed to transfer it into a different chatzer from where he's standing. And if he had been mazed, stuck his hand out into the Rishus Rabim, he's not even allowed to bring it back into the same chatzer, which means he's stuck like this for the rest of Shabbos. He certainly can't put it down, right? And because that would be a violation of Malachat HaRaisa, and he can't even bring it back into the same chatzer. Let's see the Mishra Berurah, Sivkat Anal, B'toch HaSara, if it's l'mal me'asara, then it's not a rishus rabim, it's a makom patur. And if you take something from rishus yachad to a makom patur, even b'mezid, you can bring it right back into the rishus yachad. That's not a problem. Bishogeg, if he stuck his hand into the rishus rabim with the basket of fruits, bishogeg, so it's mutter to bring it back. After avad isura, even though he did something wrong, shasa akira rishus yachad kidei lo hotzi l'rishus rabim, because he did an akira without a hanacha, right? He did an akira with the intention of being motzi into Rishus Rabim. Afilu achilo kansu rabbanan, even the b'shogeg asa. But the rabbanan didn't make a knas because he did it b'shogeg. Lo oso chatzer, kidei shlo yiskai machshavto shechashav lefanosa misham. And the reason why we make him bring it back into the same chatzer and he's not allowed to bring it to put it into a different chatzer is because we don't want him to have fulfilled any of his original intention. His original intention was to get this basket of fruits out of here. So we make him bring it back into there so that he doesn't fulfill that which he originally intended to do. L'chatzer acheres, so, but he's not allowed to put it into a different chatzer. V'afilu neskavin mitchil lotzi l'rishus harabim, even if his intention originally was to put it into the rishus harabim, gamkein asur lo shita, he's still not allowed to stick it out into a different chatzer, because that is a kiyum of his machshava of getting rid of it from this chatzer. And therefore we're going to be choshesh, maybe on a future occasion he might actually throw it into Rishus Rabim, because he's just really looking to get it out of the chatzer that he's in. So we tell him, you could bring it back into this chatzer so that you're not mekayim any of your machshava, but you cannot put it into a different chatzer, because then you might come in the future to put it into Rishus Rabim. However, there's another opinion that says, no, if his intention the whole time was to put it in that second chatzer, that's when he's not allowed to put it in that second chatzer. But if his intention was really to get it into the Rishus Rabim, so then he could put it into that second chatzer, because it's not Niskayim Machshav. This is all if it's not on the same side of the street. The two chatzeros are not on the same side of the street. But if the two chatzeros are on the same side of the street, it's just that there's a Rishus Rabim, the area of the Rishus Rabim even extends in between them. Then it would be an Issa Daraisa to move something from one chatzer to the other over a Rishus HaRabim. Even if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and that's what we said at the end of Simon Shin Mem Zayin. Then we said, b'mezid asur. If he did it b'mezid, it's going to be asur. The Rabbanan made a knas because he violated an isur. So rather, what he should do is hold it in his hand until dark, until after Shabbos is over. It's unbelievable, no? That if he stuck his hand out b'mezid on Shabbos with the intention of putting it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he cannot bring it back into the Chatzar. He's got to hold his hand that way the whole Shabbos. I don't even know how you physically do that, right? Meaning if it was hours and hours before Shabbos is over. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Okay, then weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh omrim, tani milik shotziyah mibod yom. That all of this, all the halachas we just said are correct, but only if when he stuck his hand out from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it was still Friday. Aval motziyah mishachashcha mutzal achzira. But if he stuck his hand out after Shabbos had already begun, then he's allowed to bring it back in. Shami yashlichem yadov yavul dechiv chatos. Because of exactly the concern we just mentioned. How is he possibly supposed to hold on to it the whole time? Chances are he's going to drop it. Now, if he did the Akira on Shabbos and he stuck his hand out on Shabbos and at some point he drops it, there's your Chiyuv Chata, there's your Chiyuv Daraisa. So in that case, we might tell him, okay, bring it back in so at least you don't violate a Daraisa. But Medvar Mamurim Kshotziyah L'Rosho Sarabim Aval Motziyah L'Karmelis B'chol Gavna Motulach Zira. And this whole halach is also only if he stuck his hand out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but into a Carmelis, even if he did it b'mezid, he's allowed to pull his hand back in. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav, Kishotzia mi ba'ud yom, az kansur rabban al sheishas yadu b'mezid, ba'avi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, matshetach shach. That in the according to the Yesh Omrim, when he stuck his hand out there on a Friday, then they made a knas that he's got to leave his hand there, because he put his hand there on purpose with the intention of moving it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Lachzira ratzalomer la'osa chatzar. Lachzira means to bring it back to where you started. So chiyuv chatos, because we're afraid if he stuck his hand out on Shabbos, if we make him stay like that the rest of Shabbos, it's going to lead to a chiyuv chatos because he's going to drop it. So ha'ilish na'lav davka, says the Mishnah, when we say chiyuv chatos, it doesn't really mean a chiyuv chatos, the b'mezid ma'iri, because he did it b'mezid. We're talking about where he did it b'mezid. You're not chayv chatos when you do something b'mezid, you chayv skila when you do something b'mezid. El ratzalomer shami yishkach v'yashlich miyadov yavoli de milacha sheyesh b'chiyuv chatos la'osim shkaga. No, the concern is he might drop it and he'll be in violation of the kind of malacha that you would be chayv chatos had you done it b'shogeg. Mashein kem kshotziyam yibod yom, as opposed to if he stuck his hand out on Friday, afilu im yashlich l'basof, even if he does drop it at some point on Shabbos, lo yeraki sur b'yalma. Okay, so then it will be an isser, but not a chiyuv chatos, not an isser daraisa. Because if he did the Akira on Erev Shabbos and the Hanacha on Shabbos, so you're not going to be chayiv. Dalo asa Akira b'Shabbos. He didn't do the Akira on Shabbos. Vayin bel Yerabbi shemitzad l'hakol ka yesh omrim shekein das harbi rishonim. And the other Rabbi says, we paskin like this yesh omrim. Aval karmelis sheinu el shvust rabbanu afilu mayim asher chosam shom lahedya lo asru davi ken gzeira l'gzeira. But when you stick your hand into a karmelis where it's only a nisr drabanu to begin with, even if you would actually move something from the Rosh Hashanah into a Carmelis on Shabbos, the whole thing would only be a Drabanan. So we're not going to make this Gezeira that you need to keep your hand this way the whole rest of Shabbos, because that's a Gezeira l'Gezeira. We're not going to prohibit you from bringing it back in to the Chatzar. B'chol Gavni, Pirush Bein B'shog Bein B'mezid, even if you did it B'mezid, by a Carmelis. V'davka la'oso Chatzar, Motor la'achzir. But you're only allowed to bring it back into the Chatzar that it started in. Avalo l'Chatzar Acheres, you're not allowed to bring it into another chatzer. V'agrabbe b'yiru masik lesser b'karmelis k'mo b'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The grud disagrees with what the mechaber says over here, and he says we treat the karmelis just like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hamafana chafatzim mizavis lezavis, if a person is moving objects from one corner to another corner, v'nimla in your house, which you're allowed to do, nothing wrong with moving things around in your house, but then, as it's already in your hand, you want to bring it from here to there, v'nimla alein votzia, and you say, you know what, let me just throw this out, we don't need this anymore. So you want to go bring it out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, pater michatas. You can be pater from michatas, even though you carry something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Shlo haisa akira mishar mishar lekach. Because at the time you did the akira, your intention was not to bring it out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Your intention was to keep it in the Rosh Hashanah. V'nimtza dlo asa ela hanacha. So all you really did was a hanacha. V'les be'rakis rabbi alma. Therefore, that's only asa midrabanan. Hayakana biyado. If a person had a long stick, v'igbiya kotza echad, v'akotza hashen. sheni munach ba'aretz, and he lifted up one side of the stick while the other side of the stick was still on the ground. Then he went and picked up the second side of the stick. Afilu kol yom kulo, even if the whole day he keeps going back and forth, picking up one side, picking up the other side, pater. It's going to be pater kivin shalakur kala kadamei aretz, because he didn't lift the entire object at one time from the ground. V'mashach hachefe to gerara ala aretz mitchilas arba l'sofar ba'a chayiv shamagal galoker hu. But if you schlep it, even though you never lifted it off the ground, but you schlep it along the ground, then you're going to be chayiv. That is considered to be an akira. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if a person is in a rishus yachid and he has something in his hand and he sticks his hand out to within 10 tefachim of the ground of the rishus harabim, so if he did it bishogeg, he could bring it back into the same chatzar he started with, but not into another chatzar. And if he did it bemezid, he's got to stay that way for the whole rest of Shabbos, according to the first day in Shulchan Aruch. According to the second day in Shulchan Aruch, that's only if he did the original Akira on Erev Shabbos. But if he did the original Akira on Shabbos itself, he's allowed to bring it back in because we're afraid he's going to drop it, and that's going to be a violation of a Doraisa. And then we had a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Gra, whether we treat a Karmelist the same way as we treat a Rishos HaRabim with regard to this halacha. Oh, and in terms of those two deos, the Elia Rabbi says we pass like the second more lenient daya, but then we have this machlokas between the Chaber and the Gra, whether we treat a Karmelist the same as a Rishos Yachid. And then we pointed out that it's not called an Akira unless you lift the entire object or at least schlep it along the ground where the entire object moves. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, we will pick up with Simon Shin Mem Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening.